KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 24 degrees in Atlantic, a few snow flurries lingering in the air, not accumulating too much with the added snowfall this morning. The winter weather advisory is in effect until 12 a.m. Friday for the entire listening area. We do look for light snow this morning, light snow or freezing drizzle this afternoon, a high around 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Taking a look at the latest road conditions from the Iowa Department of Transportation. Most highways and the interstate from about Highway 25 on over to the west toward Interstate 29 along and south of there are partially covered this morning with snow. The further south you get, especially around Highway 92 between Cumberland and Messina and over toward Winterset and then down to the south of that and in the southwest corner of the state as well, those roadways are 100% covered with snow. So give yourself extra travel time and be prepared to slow down. Taking a look at the news this morning, the Greater Des Moines Partnership launched a campaign on Wednesday designed to take advantage of some of the good publicity the state has received recently in an effort to get more people to move here. The Executive Vice President of the Talent Development for Partnership, Mary Bontrager, says the campaign invites people to move to Iowa and live life without compromise. She said that it's a national digital marketing campaign to tell our story across the nation, both from a talent recruitment perspective and a business attraction perspective. And the report from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that it's the fastest growing metro area in the Midwest. And Bontrager says the campaign will include videos, blog posts, and podcasts from residents who share the reasons they live there. Bontrager says the focus goes well beyond Des Moines itself and that when she talks about Des Moines, she really talks about the greater Des Moines region, which is about an 8-county area in the heart of the state. Bontrager explains that certainly when we put a focus and spotlight on the capital city of Des Moines, that reflects back completely on the state of Iowa. She says the campaign follows an 18-month research project completed in 2017. That research will allow them to target the campaign in the areas in the country where they think they may have the most success.
Our fastest growing age demographic here is 25 to 34-year-olds. So that's a lot of in-migration of that age demographic. So that is certainly a demographic that we will be targeting. And again, looking at the research and what the data tells us as to what areas have we been really successful in attracting new people to our community.
And she says they will be able to track some of their efforts based on the online responses.
We want to drive folks to our website, where they can look at opportunities for careers that are here. If they get to the stage where they want to learn more, we'll track how many relocation requests we receive or information as to relocating here.
She says the campaign focuses on getting people to move to Iowa with complementary focus on business recruitment. The Exira EHK School District's Board of Education will hold their rescheduled meeting from Monday this evening beginning at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda are public hearings on capital improvement projects and the 2018-19 school calendar. The hearings will be followed later on during the meeting by a vote on approving the bids for general obligation bond projects in the 2018-19 calendar. In other matters, the Exira EHK Board will receive information with regard to coaches versus cancer and act on approving a bid for audit services along with personnel hires, transfers, and or resignations. The CAM School District's Board of Education met Monday evening at the high school in Oneida. We spoke with Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw on Wednesday, and he said the board appointed a replacement for the retiring board secretary and treasurer, Linda Edwards.
Linda Edwards has been with the district for quite a while, has been served in that position, and she's announced her retirement earlier this year, and so we're in the transition phase of transitioning from Linda Edwards to we hired Lindsay Jotty to serve in that role, and so the board appointed her as board secretary treasurer that night.
Burlaw acknowledged the district is in the early stages also of discussing with the Atlantic School District the sharing of a financial officer. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber had mentioned that during last week's meeting of the Atlantic School Board. The CAM School Board on Monday also approved an early retirement incentive for a high school teacher, a science teacher, Gary Ruderman. And the school gives about $1,000 to an employee if they notify them by February 19th of their early retirement. In other business, the CAM School Board discussed the purchase of new computers.
The CAM School District they were kind of an early adopter with the one-to-one initiative, and we have computers that were in year four that students have, and so it was time to look at re-upping there, and so we approved a a bid. We're going to stay with the Apple computers. Kids will get a MacBook Air again. And we approved a quote from Apple around $430,000 to give kids new computers. The one thing that we did different this time is we did buy some new machines that will go in our elementaries. In the past, we've just pushed down the old machines to the elementaries. This time, we're going to, Apple's offering a buyback program, and we're going to sell our machines that they'll buy back, and we're purchasing new.
And Dr. Burlaw says they discussed and approved some upcoming capital improvement projects.
One of the projects was fencing for our softball field, so they did approve a quote from Sun's Fencing to replace our softball field fence. It'll go from backstop to backstop. Bid was around $12,000. Some other things, we got a bid to paint the interior of the high school gym. We did it. We did go ahead and approve that one. So hopefully we can get on their list and get that done before the next school year.
He said also they talked about exploring the replacement of a middle school boiler, and they received the CAM Education Association's opening offer for negotiations for the 2018-19 master contract. Burlaw said the teachers asked for an 8% increase on the base wage. The CAM school board had 10 days to respond to that offer. He said also that near the end of their meeting, the CAM school board held brief discussion on the tragic school shooting in Florida that left 17 people dead. Many districts, he said, are talking about school safety now and how to best prepare for such a violent event.
Did talk a little bit about, you know, the procedures and plans that we have in place as a district. And I think, like everybody, we're talking about we need to be more intentional about making sure we practice some of our, you know, whether it's lockdown or evacuation drills on a more consistent basis. So we're working on plans to make sure that that happens. We do have an emergency plan. And, you know, just like every other school in the state and across the country, we hope we never have to use it. But we do need to be prepared just in the event that we do have to use it.
Burlaw said the district staff has gone through the ALICE active shooter response training, that stands for alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. But he said with the new teachers and staff coming on board, it's a good idea to update yearly plans to review the information and train the new personnel. Speaking of that, the Ames School District plans to begin including students in school shooter safety drills. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that district officials have not included students in past drills for fear the drills might be traumatizing. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that killed 17 people in Parkland, Florida, changed Ames officials' minds, though. Their students must be ready for anything. The school district works with the Ames Police Department to provide the ALICE program. Again, that's alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. And that's a check of the news brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.